What a lovely way of saying how much you love me, having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. Oh, yeah. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you.
What better way to start this podcast than with that song? Talking to the microphone, you dork. Well, Francis, while you're eating a damn cheeseburger in my podcast room, welcome to the podcast room, which is located in your casa. So thank you for allowing me to have the podcast room in your casa. So I guess you're allowed to eat in here. So I can't really say anything to you. So first of all, thank you again for giving me this wonderful room.
You're welcome.
So what are you eating right now? Miss Pregnant Woman.
A hamburger and apple juice.
Breakfast and champions. Mm-hmm. So no ketchup, just mustard.
Mustard.
Just mustard. Why?
Mustard is the best.
Get a little closer to that microphone. Don't be afraid of it.
I'm eating.
Why would you? Okay, so you came in here with food.
I didn't know you started.
Oh, it starts right away, baby. Starts right away.
Okay.
That's how it goes. Excited. So... First of all, how do you feel about all of this? Yeah, like gross. He's just chopping away at a fucking mic. Don't ever do this again. Don't you ever in your life walk in my podcast room.
I'm excited.
Chomping away.
Okay, I'm excited.
Mm. So for people who don't know, we are having a boy. And yes. I do appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to name him. Did you want to name him, or did you want, or was? Because I remember we had that conversation before. I just didn't know if you were serious about, like, if it's a girl, you name her; if it's a boy, I name him.
No, I was serious about that. I think that's fair.
Okay, and you're okay with the
but
name.
But I didn't have like a name in mind.
I've always had this name. Like, I've always told myself if I ever had a kid, this is what the name was going to be, and I stuck to it because I always just thought it was a great name. But you didn't like the middle. Are you have an issue with middle names?
I think. I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Because
uh-huh. I don't think people use
them. The Mexican neighbors are at it again.
Yeah, I don't think people use the middle names. That's why I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, and I mean, I've just been used to not having a middle name. And a lot of people don't believe me when I tell them it's just, you know, Rogelio Reyes. That's it.
I don't have a middle name.
We were meant for each other.
Should I have motorcycle?
It won't fucking matter. They're going to hear them all day. It's just as bad here as at the apartment. Mm-hmm. It's even worse, to be honest with you, because Columbia's right. I kind of gave it away. But anyway, so for people who don't know, again, you found out when?
Found out what?
You, Jesus Christ, you're killing
me, bro.
That was
an alien from outer space. When I found out I was pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what day it was. It was in February.
Just no period, and you're like, oh my god, either like this is awesome or I might be having a baby.
Yeah, kind of what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, and I think okay, well, I guess the best way I could, well, what I can say about it is that I had kind of given up on wanting kids or being excited. Are even trying to have a kid because I just kind of figured after a while that I couldn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to sound gross and whatever. I just thought I couldn't, you know? So I just kind of had this notion in my head that, well, here's the other thing about it too. A lot of people don't know. My best friend, Stephanie, was Taylor. Now Paskovich knows that I had an issue and I guess everybody else is going to find out, but I had an issue in my webbles.
What happened to the webbles?
Well, I don't know. Something had happened to one day I woke up and just which the one that produces, I guess it's the left one, had just gotten really swollen. And it scared the shit out of me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then after that, it just kind of seemed like I, you know, not really any kind of fuck ups or anything like that. It's just with, God, I'm sorry about bringing this up, but certain women I had been with, they weren't able to. It was, and I always thought it was just me. So I just kind of figured, like, fuck, I can't have them, you know, because I thought it was mainly hopefully that doesn't show up. I thought it was mainly because of that issue that I had had at that time. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of given up on it. But then, lo and behold, your old Mexican ass comes along. You know how Mexican women are with the babies. Very fertile. But that was another thing. I don't know. I just kind of figured, you know, the fun that we had. Mm-hmm. I just kind of figured it wasn't going to be able to happen that way either. But lo and behold, here we are.
Yep.
So what I can say is, and you know what? The doctor put it best, even though this wasn't planned.
Yeah.
We kind of planned for it because we planned, I guess we never talked about it, but I had always planned if it ever came about, I would just take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
And with you being in my life, and shout out to Wayne Hennecke, if you're listening, he told me, and this is coming from Wayne, and if you don't know Wayne, here's Wayne. Wayne views all women as sluts and whores. Mm-hmm. But that's just how Wayne is. But when Wayne had told me, because Wayne liked you, Randy liked you, Jim liked you, they all thought you were cool. So all my friends that had met you thought you were really cool. And that right there just kind of shows, yeah, she's a cool girl. I'm like, I started thinking, like, hmm. And then when Wayne told me, yeah, I like her, I kind of was just like, you know, yeah, everybody seems to like her. But then Wayne pulled me aside and goes, yeah, I like her. And that's saying a lot considering I call women sluts and whores all the time. And I go, holy fuck, Wayne, you're right. And then, you know, I was already thinking about it, but at that point, when Wayne said it, it just kind of sealed the deal with, like, I might ask this girl to be my girlfriend. And I want to ask her to be my girlfriend. I like her. I want to ask her to be my girlfriend. I want to write her a note. But then I think it was around the time I was kind of building up the courage to, you had dropped the bomb that.
Building up the courage?
Yeah, to ask you. I'm a pussy, bro. What? When it comes to that, I don't remember the last time I had a girl to be my girlfriend. Like, I don't know, early 30s maybe. I don't fucking remember.
You act like you're 100 years old, dude.
I might be. You don't know, I'm a vampire. I do look good for my age.
Okay.
But I don't know what was going to happen. I just kind of figured you might have been like, nah, I'm good. But I was going to give it a shot anyway. So yeah, I mean, that just kind of sped up the process and I'm like, well, I guess I may as well ask her now. Yeah. Told me there was a concha in the oven. What are you doing?
Nothing.
But yeah, so I'm excited. What were you expecting to have? What was like what did you want?
I really didn't care if it was a boy or a girl, just as long as it was a healthy baby.
Mm. You know what? I didn't care either.
Yeah. I didn't care.
I was like, because everyone's like, do you want a boy? Do you want a girl? And then everyone on my side's going, you're going to have a girl. And I'm like,
I think everybody on my side were rooting for the girl, but they were kind of like bummed out when I was like, it's a boy.
Really?
And then they're like, oh, well, it is what it is. Yeah. I guess, you know, they wanted another girl.
Yeah.
In the family.
Well, I mean, if that's the case with them, I just kind of seen it as if we had a girl, they might be like, oh, we could do girly stuff with it and buy a girly stuff and be all girly. On my side, I just wanted a boy.
Better for me because I didn't want to deal with Barbies.
Oh.
Or dolls.
Or dolls? Why?
I don't like them.
Get close to that microphone. Don't be afraid of it.
I am close.
Get closer.
You want me to like lick the microphone?
That'll be hot. Yeah. Right here. Right here is good. See? You put it down a little bit right there.
Okay.
Put it down. I'll tell you when. Right there. Get a little closer.
Okay.
There. Right there. That's good. What are you doing? Anyway, yeah, I didn't care. I mean, I think having a boy, thinking about it would have been fun. Now that we're going to have a boy, yeah, it's going to be fun. But the way I told people, I was like, I don't give a shit what it is. Either way, boy or girl, there's a rough house Sunday. You're going to come home and this house is going to be tore up. We're going to be jumping off the couch, wrestling and all that shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're crazy.
We would have got nuts in here, man. That's just how it goes. I'm not... okay, so we would have had Rough House Sundays, and we would have had Tea Party Saturdays. That's how it would have went. I'll put a fucking tutu on. I don't give a shit. You know, make the little girl happy. But it's going to be a boy. And it still could be Tea Party Saturdays. Still could be Rough House Sundays. Mm. That's for sure. So what are you expecting out of all of this? I guess having the baby, raising the child, and for the future, either, I guess, with us and, I mean, just the future in general. Are we going to stay here? Are we going to go somewhere else? Do you plan on putting the kid in private school, public school, home teaching? Like, what do you see, I guess, coming up? Well, let's do it this way. What do you see pregnancy-wise, like, I guess, having the baby? I mean,
what do you mean?
I guess what I'm trying to say, what I'm saying is leading up to from here up until the baby. Like, what are your expectations for that? Just, like, preparing-wise. Fucking motorcycles. You want to get our kid a motorcycle?
Sure, why not?
Well, what are your expectations leading up to having? You don't have any? Just taking it day by day.
Day by day. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're making shit rough.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I think you're doing more prep work than me.
I'm fucking excited. I'm going to. Dude, I was looking at these cool ass Reeboks today. But
Reeboks?
I
don't know.
I got to talk to my sister to figure out
for
how
you?
That works. No, for the fucking baby.
Reeboks? Why?
I want that little motherfucker to look cool.
Reeboks?
Yeah, for shoes.
Converse.
We'll get him Converse, but he's going to do CrossFit when he's five.
When he's five?
Maybe not. So I guess I'm doing more prep work. I'm just getting clothes ready. I'm just thinking about how things are going to play out.
I think you're being more like, let's plan and prepare.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it, ain't it?
Oh.
I could be wrong. I got to talk to my sister more. I got to talk to people. Like, Bill already had a baby, so I got to figure out how that works. He got a big-headed baby. It's adorable, though. It's half Bill, half Taiwanese baby. Whatever Bill is. So I guess from the baby being born up until it's getting ready for school, what do you have planned for that? Do you have any idea on what you want to do?
For school?
Yeah, like raising the baby, getting the baby ready for the first 5 years.
I don't know.
Why don't kids go to school? Holy fuck.
I don't know.
Oh, we are so fucked. You don't know? I don't know.
Like 5 years old, right?
Do you want to stay here?
Kindergarten?
Do you want to stay here and send it to a Hammond school? Or
I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know.
My idea is I would like to get out of here.
Get out of here and go where?
Somewhere.
Go where?
Arizona. Texas.
Why a different state?
Fuck Indiana. I want to get the hell out. I'm tired of the winter shit, dude. Nah, not fuck Indiana. Oddly enough, I'm growing to love the area more and more. More of the region. I just don't know if I want to keep a kid here in Hammond. You know what I mean?
Not really. What's wrong with Hammond?
Hammond's Hammond. Don't get me wrong, but
you mean for like a child?
For child, yeah. Putting a kid in school. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of good people in Hammond. I don't know if I just don't. I feel like I've been here long enough to where I don't know if I want a kid to be in this area.
Oh, well, that's something to think about it when the time comes.
That time's coming. It's going to fucking happen tomorrow, dude.
No,
think about
tomorrow.
It. Just yesterday, tomorrow you were 23. You think about that shit. You fell asleep and fucking woke up and I'm already 41. So it's like, dude, just yesterday I was
still
fucking
23.
No, you are not. You are a fucking liar. You are 23.
I'm 23 still.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Got me fooled. Yeah.
Check my ID.
I did think you were in your early 30s though when I met you.
I was.
No, you're not.
You're
like 42.
You wish.
No, I don't. Well, this is my thing with it. I would rather, you know, being out of state, dealing with nicer weather, I wouldn't mind. But that's just me, I guess, being, being selfish. I'm just done with winter. I don't even know if I can handle fucking 3 or 4 or 5 more winters here. I'd rather, you know, deal with the heat and then deal with nice weather when winter comes around in either Texas or
Arizona.
That
sounds good, but
I mean, would you do either Arizona or Texas if you wanted to? I mean, it's up to you. I mean, well, it's up to us. That's something we would
have
to discuss.
It's kind of hard to, like, pick up and leave.
No, I'm not saying right now.
No, I know, but if you decide on doing it, I think it's kind of tough.
Why?
Well, leave here. Me personally.
Have you seen your basement?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You fit down there. I bump my head at least twice.
It doesn't mean I want to move to a different state.
You don't want to move out?
Maybe a bigger home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it was tough, like even when I was trying to sell this house. I couldn't let it go.
Nah, it's a buyer's market now.
I know, but.
You mean, wait. You said you couldn't let it go?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Why?
Like I made an offer in a home, a different home that wasn't my home, and then I was like, I hope they reject my offer, and they rejected my offer, and then I was like, I was meant to be to stay here, so.
That's not necessarily what that means.
Yes, it does. I did it for three properties. So.
Well, how about just renting it out?
Yeah.
It'll be a good income. I mean, that's something we could talk about afterwards, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I don't think I would. Probably rent it. Somebody else in here that I know I can trust.
It wouldn't be bad. I mean, it's good for single people. Like, honestly, think about it.
Well, it was just me. Was.
And then they were four.
It was just me.
Yeah. So, you're excited then?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really excited. So, your initial reaction to telling me, like, my reaction to it, I guess, because it seemed like you were kind of upset when you introduced it to me, or when you showed me.
You didn't give like a reaction that I was expecting. Like,
what were you expecting?
Like, I don't know, jump for joy. Like, oh my god!
Oh,
like,
I'm not jumping.
Like, just
I'm way too big to jump, and I'm gonna fuck your round up if I do jump.
I don't
jump.
Care about. Like, I don't know. More of a, I don't know, some kind of reaction.
Like, yeah.
Yours is more
woo,
like
babies.
Yours is more like shock.
Well, and yeah. And I think I explained it to you. The reason why I was shocked was because I didn't think I could have kids. So I think me at the moment, you showing me that, it was just my initial reaction was, holy fuck, I'm having a kid. I could have kids. I'm having a kid. And then it was, is this my kid? Is this my baby? Is she being a slota?
I mean, a what?
Being a slota? So that's, you know, and I mean, I think you had told me, like, I just didn't expect that from you, that reaction. And it's understandable, but again, that was just me, you know, coming, you know, in shock of, fuck, I'm having a kid. This is awesome. But it's just like, I could do this. Oh, my God. So that's what that was. It's not that it was like, holy fuck, I'm my life is ruined. It was like, oh, my God, I can do this. Well, let's put it this way. What was your initial reaction when you found out you were pregnant?
I said, oh, my God. And then, of course, being a typical girl, I started to cry.
But you don't do girl things. Mm-hmm. Well, besides girl things.
Well, it was a shock. It was a shock, but there was shock versus then excitement.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I didn't know how you were going to react to, you know. Like, I didn't know what you were going to say, but I mean, you showed me, you put the baby shoes out. So right away I figured, okay, we're keeping this thing.
It wasn't
a phone call. It wasn't a text message. So, and I do appreciate
you say over the phone.
Exactly. And that's why I really appreciate the fact that it was just like, you told me in person, mm-hmm. you know, and
I thought you were really nervous to tell you.
It's a big old, you know, like, hey, check it out, bro. I'm like, hey, by the way, bro, I'm pregnant. Get the ketchup. We're going to eat hot dogs. Like, no, I get it. I was just like, oh, my God. You know, there's a pee stick on this thing. That's gross. She peed on this. That's why I was like, should I grab it? Should I just stare at it? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, you stared at it for a while.
I was in shock again. But, yeah, dude, I'm excited. I'm pretty sure once I start feeling the baby kick, it's going to hit me harder. And then at that point, I feel like I'm going to get my ass in gear and trying to get things together. Like financially and thinking about just in case. Because like I said, you know, I already got plans on what I want to do for him.
You know? I'm sure you have lots of plans.
I do. About the relationship. Are you excited about the relationship? What are you looking forward to? And what do you expect from me?
I don't expect anything.
Oh, girl, you better fucking.
I don't.
You got to help me out here. I need to know what lane I'm staying in. I need to know what I'm going to be doing.
What do you mean?
I just need to know, because, you know, I've been in relationships, and you and I had a discussion about that this morning, where I don't want to have to go through things that I went through in the past. We talked about that, but also I need to know, like, what you're expecting and what you want, I guess, from here on out in the future. Because, I mean, honestly, this relationship is still kind of fresh, besides the fact that we knew each other for a couple years, like 2 years.
Last count.
It was just us being buddies. Fuck it.
Shut up.
You liked me.
Really? I saw it in your slot eyes.
Oh, man. So, are you at least excited that we're doing this?
Yeah.
You better fucking be excited.
Well, hello, you moved in.
I'll fucking kill you.
You moved in.
Yeah.
That was, you know, gave you your choice. You want to keep your apartment? You want to move in with me?
I think it would have been better, like, doing it this way.
Yep.
You know, so, being able to try to help out and help you raise the baby. Now, because I know a lot of people, especially with, like, you know, Mexicans, Latinos, whatever, going along with, I believe it's like the Catholic ways, you know, you get pregnant, you have to get married.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah. But I really don't follow that anyway. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, it's cool. My family's like, well, you don't have to. I mean, because if this should happen to where it doesn't work out, you know, I'm not going to be mad at you, but I still want to be able to help raise a kid. Mm-hmm. And there still has to be that, where we're working with each other instead of against each other. And, you know, we have something that we need. We have a child that we're trying to raise together. So I guess, yeah. So that's what I'm just kind of figuring out. Like, I know the relationship is still fresh, and, you know, I want it to go, you know, I want it to continue, and I want to work hard, make the relationship better, but building stronger. Hiccup.
Sorry.
It's fine. So I was just kind of figuring out if there was anything you were expecting in the relationship. Come on, man. You got to help me out here. Mm-mm. You are so quiet.
You know.
You got to help me out. Help me with the podcast.
Help you. You know.
You got to talk to me, man.
Because I don't expect anything. I mean.
Well, at least are you happy with what's going on right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try to keep it that way. Yes.
That?
Well, okay, I guess we'll move on. If it was a girl, what were you gonna name it?
Do you want to say it?
Yeah. Do you want to say it or no? I mean, do you want to?
You might steal my name. Like, my sister stole my name that I had in mind if it was a girl.
How dare she? I'm guessing it was gonna be Isabella.
Well,
she's my buddy.
Yeah, that was one of my top names if I ever down the road ever had a girl, that would have been her name. But
are you expecting a second?
What?
Are you expecting a second baby?
No.
So we're only going to have one?
One.
Okay.
One.
That kid's going to need a lot of friends.
One is
fine,
right?
And hang out with friends all the time.
One is fine, right?
I'm okay with one. I just don't want it to be where it's just like an only child, because I know a lot of only kids.
We have another one. Where are we going to put them?
In the basement.
I know, I keep on telling everybody. They're like, you have a baby's room? No.
Put in the fucking
garage.
When
it grows up, it goes in the basement. See,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, if once, I mean, because I got to give up my podcast room. This fucking kid.
I was thinking about it. If I don't, you know, if I end up staying here, that I have to expand upstairs. That's what I was thinking.
Hold on. Upstairs?
Upstairs.
You have an upstairs.
Yeah, there's an attic.
Where are the fucking stairs for this attic?
There's no stairs. You have to put a ladder, and there's like a little, you have to go in there. Push.
Where is the thing?
In the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If I'm taking a dump and that kid wants to come out of his room, that's not happening.
You would have to make it.
Is it big enough for a room?
Yes, it's pretty tall. But you would have to, you know, get it done if you want like bedrooms upstairs. Stop.
How come you didn't tell me that?
You never noticed what that box up on the ceiling was?
I'm just in the bathroom to take a shit it's and like, shower, dude. I'm not scoping the fucking joint.
Like in
joint
a scary
out.
Movie, and they go up in the creepy attic.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of attics that the doors in
you
the bathroom.
You know how they have some with the stupid string that pulls down and the ladders come down?
Yeah.
Well, this is without the stairs.
You need a pogo stick?
No, but there's an attic.
It's big. It's a tall attic. How tall?
Like the house is tall. Tall.
What?
It's tall.
So we're gonna so you can expand.
I'm just
up
saying,
there.
If I decide of not moving and staying here, that I would put the money to expand the second floor.
Wouldn't you rather just put that money towards
the
house?
No, because I like this. It's my house. Okay. Or like you said, rent it out. You know, it's paid for. So.
Well, I guess that's something we're going to have to talk about in the future here, mm-hmm. about what we're going to do.
Yeah, because if you're pushing for another one, then...
Oh, I'm not pushing for shit.
It's too little here.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about... I mean, it might be good for one.
Would you want another one?
No.
You're a liar.
I don't. I'm too old. I mean, one's already good enough. By the time the kid's 20, I'm going to be 60. So that's why I want to get my ass back into shape. I have to. So I figure I have 5 years, and I can do it in 5 years to get my ass in shape. So
that means we'll stay here.
Yeah, but then when the kid's old enough to go to a school, that's what I was asking. Like, I mean, 5 years I think might be good enough to save up to get something else. Or, you know, mm-hmm. kind of combine when our money's combined and then figure out what we're going to do. That's what I was kind of figuring. That's what I was asking. Like, what are we going to do?
Well, we don't know that now.
You're killing me.
Sorry.
Well, I have notepads and I got pens, as you can see here. Mm-hmm. So we can sit down and talk about this in the future.
You want to make a plan?
No, not right now.
Right here, plan.
Una plan. Un plan. Is it una or un plan? Una. So there's that. I don't think I brought up the name, but the name is going to be Roman. Roman Reyes. That's the name I've always wanted. It was supposed to be Roman Xavier.
We're still debating on the middle name, though.
I'd rather go without a middle name.
You might change your mind.
No, I'm good.
Things change every day.
I don't have a middle name.
I know, me neither.
Make things difficult for the kid when he fills out an application. He puts Roman Reyes, and then he puts Roman Reyes right in the middle name section. God, fuck, can I get another one of these, please? What's on your mind? What are you thinking about? Well, you can tell me. What's up?
I had a little heartburn. That's how you... Look that way.
Oh.
That's coming up.
Oh, that's gross.
Sorry.
So it's going to be Roman. You happy with that name?
Sure. I don't mind it.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah.
You like it? It sounds a powerful name. It's a strong name.
It's a very adult name.
It's going to be it takes about 18 years, but they become an adult at that time.
It's a very adult name.
Yeah.
But I always like names.
You name
that
one
are,
a Skippy? You want to name a fucking Skippy?
No, but I always like, you know, names that, you know, have, you know, give character and stuff. I like it.
Roman. That's a good character. Yeah, it's got character.
Yeah.
All right, you don't think so?
I like it. I
hope he isn't a good looking kid with that name, Jesus Christ. I think you're grounded so much.
So you're hoping he's ugly?
I want an ugly kid.
Okay.
Ugly. Well, at that point, because if he becomes an ugly kid, have you seen, like, Stipe Miocic? Like, he was the heavyweight UFC champion. Yeah, he was an ugly motherfucker, but he was strong as shit. He's a good fighter. He was a firefighter, so he'll be ugly and a firefighter. So, that's the name. I don't know, man. I'm happy. I'm excited. Not a lot of people know. Now they're going to know. I mean... I don't know, I just kind of figured you'd have more questions going on into this. Mm-mm. And more expectations.
No.
We're fucking doomed.
No.
Why are we doomed? I'll be raising this kid most of the time.
Why are we doomed?
Well, I feel like now I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? What's this guy? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it fucking works, dude.
We'll see. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
I'll be raising this kid.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll raise it. You'll
be the brains. Fucking, yeah. How about that? You'll be the brains behind the operation.
I'll be the brains behind this. Hey, don't break those. Don't break those. These are for the people at work. And probably my dad. But he probably won't eat it. So shout out to yours. That was fun today, by the way. So Francis's family pulled a surprise barbecue on her. And they didn't tell her that I was going to be there. And I was like, I got to go band practice. And I ended up going in there. And she didn't even know I was fucking. You didn't even know I was there. You thought I was somebody else.
I didn't know who you were. I'm like, who is this dude?
Are your eyes that bad? I'm well, very unmistakable. I'm an easy target, bro. You can't miss me.
Distracted, first of all, okay? I was doing something else.
And you were walking down the stairs.
My mind was to get my candy back, okay?
Oh, yeah, Bella stole
your candy. Bella stole my candy.
She stole your candy, your Mambas, and started passing them out to people. Like, here, you take this. Here, you take this.
Somebody comes from the side, and I'm like, okay, go away, because I'm trying to get my candy. Okay? I didn't know it was you. I'm not expecting you there.
I thought you were embarrassed because I was trying to put my arm and hug you, and you're, like, pulling away. I'm like, hug me, you fucking bitch. Like, what are you doing?
You know, for a minute there, I was so confused. Bella was like, happy birthday, and I'm like, Is it fucking September? And I was like, and then there was like the baby shower stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was really confused. And they're like, it's just a party. I'm like, wow, then why is everything looking like what we discussed? I was so confused.
Yeah, your sister had gotten a hold of me a few days ago saying they were going to do this. That's why I kept asking you, what are you doing Sunday? That's how I want to know. Like, what are you doing Sunday? What are you doing Sunday? You're like, nothing. I'm like, okay, well, I got band practice early. Just giving you a heads up. So, yeah, that's, you know, here
it
we are.
I think it was really nice. It was really unexpected. I never thought they would do something like that.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought they were trying to set me up with, like, surprising me with your dad being there so they could sit down and talk to me. And, like, I'm her dad to sit down because your dad's Russian. I thought your dad was going to be there and they were going to surprise me to come in and he was going to have that talk, because apparently your dad's a bull, even though he seems like he's a short guy.
He is short.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
He's shorter than me.
Wow. So do you think he's got like Napoleon,
you know,
complex?
Has he gotten older in his age, he's gotten shorter.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so yeah, he's short. He's a little guy.
So I should be about 5'10 by the time I'm old.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, he's got to have that talk with you.
That's fine. I just hope he's
not.
Any father
would with their daughter. And
that's fine. I just feel like from what you guys have told me, it's like everybody makes it seem like I should be afraid.
No, they just think it's kind of funny in a way.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm just, you know, he says what he has to say.
It's a typical thing. Typical.
I mean, I've dealt with a lot of rude people, as I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a certain way to handle them. I mean, if he's rude, then fine. If he's happy, then he's happy. I'll just take it as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be rude.
It's going to be very unpredictable.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know if you're going to be there.
I'm sure he's going to want me there. Yeah. I don't know.
He should come here. We could do a podcast. I'll put a microphone in front of his face like, tell me what you want, old man. Viejito.
No, I don't think it's going to work that way.
It's just weird that your dad would be so upset that he's going to be a grandfather. Well, again, but
I don't think that's what is upsetting to him. It's more of his traditional values as far as...
Hold on, let me get this straight. So there's only your sister, and I'm guessing your older sister, your older brother, and the only one with kids.
No, just my older sister.
So you're the second one to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can see why he could be upset. Your sister's only got one, or two.
She's got two.
The one, Gabe, who I barely saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isabella, who's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's my best friend. We're buddies.
Yep, those are the only two.
She likes my beard and my ears.
She likes everybody's ears. She's a thing with ears.
It's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
I don't know. I guess any kind of...
It's not going to get
or catcher's
violent.
Gear.
No, just listen. Just listen to what he has to say. That's it. All
right. So just listen and then leave.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I'll do. I'll be like, all right, cool.
Don't disagree with
See
him.
See you at the baby shower, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just listen. He's old and...
Just go, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He's old and he's Mexican. Uh-huh. And
that was my excuse for everything. I'm Mexican.
Old and Mexican.
How did you do that? Mexican.
You think he would be used to everything now? Look at me. You see my other siblings, they don't have any kind of tattoos or nothing like that.
Just
kind of
figured, like, oh, that's true.
I'm the only one.
I just don't understand. Like, you're 45.
Yeah, what do you find?
And you kind of figured.
Like, what's the big deal, right?
How old are you, first of all, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
You are not fucking 23.
23.
You're so, how old's your younger brother?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ. You're a liar.
I don't remember.
You were born in 83.
I wasn't.
You are not 23.
No, I was born.
You are not 23. Quit saying you're 23.
23
years
ago.
I wouldn't date anybody under the age of 28. I know you're
Check
not
my
23.
ID.
I know. I have, and it says 1983.
It doesn't. I'm 23. That's
you're
what
a fucking
And that's what everybody's
going to
know. 23.
So you're about 37, 38. Whatever. 38.
I'm 45.
39, 40. Yeah, you're going to be 38 in September.
I'm 45.
You're
like you said, I'm 45.
You look over 45.
Thank you. 45.
Take that makeup off. Let's see what you really look like.
Like the freaking Crypt Keeper.
I haven't seen you with that makeup off.
Yes, you have.
That
and
means
you
I just don't pay
like
attention.
It.
You're fucking dumb. So, I'm trying to think of how to say this. I feel like there's a lot of couples out there that get mad when their significant other wants to go out while they have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're looking at doing too? Like, no, you can't go out.
No.
Good, because I'm not going
to
do that to you.
If you want
to
go out, you should be able to.
And so should you. If you're like, hey, Isenia wants to fucking take me out or we're going to go here, don't go to Smokey Joe's. That's all I'm saying. Don't go to Smokey Joe's. I don't want you coming back and smelling like smoke and trying to grab the baby because I will fucking fight you.
Oh, I
like you
do
ain't
that.
Touching my baby smelling like that fucking nasty shit. You know what? I'm excited to see Javi with the kid. I want to see what he's gonna be like. He seems like he'd be a really excited, fun, cool uncle. I think he would, even though he seems like yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has to come over and meet the baby.
Want him to do a podcast with me. Him and Randy. It's like the Mexican and the white version. Just like it's Randy, but he's Mexican. And you'd be like, it's Javi, but it's Randy. He's white. Quit scratching your nipples on the podcast. Everybody can hear.
Nobody can hear nothing, but now they know because you said it.
Yeah, because you keep doing it and it's distracting. I'm getting a boner. So, yeah, that's the other thing, too. I still want you to enjoy your life. I still want you to be able to go out. If it's like a Saturday or Friday night, and like, hey, I'm going to go out Friday. Okay, cool. But then I'm going out tomorrow. And then next weekend, it'll be like, well, it's my Friday, and then you can go out tomorrow. And then Sunday, we go to church.
No way.
No, we're going to fuck church.
No
oh,
church.
We're going to church.
I don't do
Dear
church.
Dear Lord, please pray, bless this baby. Yeah, but I that's one thing for sure. It's just, you know what we should do? Mm-hmm. We should do one weekend, Friday you go out, Saturday I go out. Next weekend, Friday we hang out. Somebody watches a baby, Saturday you and I go out. Either the same bar or at the same time. We should go to a strip club together. We should go to a live sex show.
Okay.
Flying dildos.
That's what you want. Flying
dildos. Okay. For anybody that doesn't know, Flying Dildos is Bert Kreischer. He does a skit on This Can't Be Happening, I think it's called. But he does a skit on there, and it's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard. Go check it out. But yeah, that's where Flying Dildos came from. But yeah, that's one thing I'm like, you know, go. Just go. I'll take care of the baby. You know what I mean? Go do your thing. Or if you want to go out for lunch, go ahead. But I'm getting a lunch coming up soon. Don't be gross. Burping on the podcast. I'm not editing this. I just want to get this out right away. Oh, did you throw up in your mouth?
No.
Oh, Cochina.
I was trying to burp, but it didn't want to come out.
All right. So October baby. Let's just wrap this up. I mean, you're very not talkative and you're pissing me off right now.
I'm not a talker.
You should be. You should have
That's
questions.
That's your job.
You should have questions.
You're the one with the podcast, so.
And you're my guest.
Yeah. Where the
fight you so bad.
Okay, fight me.
I like your friends. I like your friends, so I think it's, you know, I think they're going to be cool uncles. Yesenia seems like a firecracker, though.
She's cool.
Nah, she still listens to Heartthrob. I bet you she carries a razor in her mouth. She's cool. I like her. She's like, fuck you, puta. Hold my baby. Hold my baby.
No, I like her. I like her. She's cool. I like your friends. Hopefully you like my friends. Do you like my friends?
So far the ones I met, yeah.
Yeah, those are really the only ones.
Oh, okay.
You're going to meet Nate. Nate's going to come in and do a podcast around June.
Okay.
So Nate's another one. He's the one who lives up. Remember we went to go see Tool in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in South Carolina, so right there. But you haven't met him, but he's been Florida, then he went up to South Carolina. So you're going to meet him. He's a real nice guy, too. Okay. He's another one of my good buds. He's going to be there at our wedding.
What?
I'm just kidding. I wanted to see your reaction. I know how you react to that. Ah, it's so funny.
See, I don't listen. I was mid-yawn when
I know.
Said that.
That's why I said it. Yeah, jerk. But anyway, so I'm excited about what's going to happen. This baby is going to be awesome. What are you expecting?
A baby?
My hair?
It's a baby
my
boy.
Hairline? My hairline with the widow's peak? My eyebrows.
Oh, you're talking about the baby. Oh.
Feature wise, yeah, I should have said it that way.
Well, hopefully it looks like you. Yeah, you don't want him looking like me. Fuck, dude. We look Chinese or something.
Oh, we can have Asian baby. You can make those TikTok videos. You're like, oh, and then they do this weird fucking dance.
Always see, though.
I don't like those.
You have to show me like a baby picture of you.
You want to see one? Like, I think I have one.
Not like newborn, like baby picture, like when you're born.
Like born?
Yeah,
like
showed you born, mine born. When I was in the hospital looking like a dried up chicken.
I was just thinking about that. Like, yeah, that's what they do look like.
I look like a dried up chicken.
Speaking of which, I'll see if, do you want like freshly, like right out the coochie born, or what do you want?
That's what I want.
I don't think my mom has one like fresh out the coochie.
I think they wipe me down though and put me in the blanket.
No, wipe it down.
They wipe me down.
Yeah, they just dunk
you. No, you have one like
my mom,
or maybe
might.
Like a month old.
Yeah, I think they do. My mom, my sister might have one. I can ask her. The day of the baby being born. Well, okay, so it's gonna be October, baby. My dad is October 18th. My sister is the 30th. Do you think it'll be in between there? Do you think it'll be on the exact date that the doctor said?
Well, it's never. It's never. Because
they're saying
point.
The 28th, right? 28th or 26th?
It's never on point, but I tracked it pretty well, so it could be pretty accurate.
So you think it'll be on? Do you think it could hold out for a 31st?
Mm,
that'll be awesome. A Halloween party for the baby.
I don't know if I have that kind of power, dude. And when it comes,
oh,
it just comes.
Got, oh, you got that power. I felt it. I synced it. I felt that. You don't think you can?
I don't think it works like that.
I think
it's when the baby's ready to come out.
Watch that fucker come out in November.
That's possible.
My niece, Zofia, saying her birthday is November 5th. She's probably guessing that. She was supposed to be born on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you hold out until December? You have a full-grown-ass baby. That baby going to come out shooting dice and playing cards and shit.
Like, you waited too long.
Come out with an attitude. Yeah. Would you want me in the operating room? Do you want me in the room when you're having the baby?
No.
Do you expect me to be there?
No.
Why not?
I
want to
be
there.
Allowed.
Why?
Because I think you're going to go crazy. You might even pass out. I don't really know. I don't know. Your reactions... are not typical.
To what? What's a typical reaction? A typical reaction to what?
Just ban you right now.
Oh, hold on. A typical reaction to what? Ban me right now.
Yeah, let's just ban you.
I need an explanation.
No.
Yes.
None is required.
I need an explanation. Because I just feel like you're saying, like, no, I don't want anybody in there because I don't want them to see me shit myself.
That's possible.
You know that's going to happen, right? You're going to poo-poo yourself.
I'm going to drop a deuce.
Dude, I've been pooped on. I'm okay with it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, though. I'm just, I don't
know.
Yeah.
Would you want
yes,
me in
you
there? Or do
have
you want,
to be there.
Okay, because I know there's a lot of people like, I'm going to be in there.
And then I'm like, grab the poop. I'm going to throw it in your face.
Oh, you're such an asshole if you do that, dude. I'll put you in the fucking sleeper hold if you do that. I'll put you in $1 million dream.
You can't touch me.
I'll shake the shit out of you. Like, why are you going to wipe shit on me? Yeah, because there was a, my friend had a situation where her mother-in-law wanted to be in the room when she was having the baby. And she said, no, the dad's going to be in there. And I guess there was a big issue with that. So that's why I was kind of figuring, like, I hope Francis isn't going to say, like, no, he can't be in here, but my mom has to be in it. Which I guess I can understand if the mom was going to be in there, or if you're maybe your sister. I don't know. But I definitely would want to be in there. Like that scene from Coneheads. We're just like three people. One has a camera. And rocking back and forth. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where'd you go? Where are you going? You just looking at the decorations? Where are you going? Yes. Talk to me.
You told me to think about the movie, and I'm thinking about the movie.
Okay, stop thinking about the movie.
The scene.
Oh, my God. You're killing me right now. You're killing me, Smalls.
Sorry.
Yes, all right. Well, October, baby Roman, baby Roro, joining the world. I'm excited. Yeah, I think I might cry there when the baby's born, because I know that's what you wanted. When you're like, you're not going to cry? I'm like, what do you want me to cry about? Remember when you showed me like, oh,
yeah,
that maybe you'd cry.
Exactly. Yeah, you didn't show any kind of emotion.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of feel bad about that, but I really was excited. I mean, I did tell everybody in my family what was going on. Yeah. You were there.
I know.
That didn't make you happy to know that everybody was excited, like on my side of the family?
No, I think I was more wanting your reaction.
Oh, that's my reaction.
No, but it wasn't the one I was expecting.
Okay, look, dude, there's been many a time.
I want to shake you. Like, what's wrong with you, dude? This is
I was just
very happy news.
Well, here's the thing, because, again, and like I explained before, it was just one of those things where I just didn't think I could have a kid.
You should be happy.
And I was, but I was just more in shock because there had been times, you know, when you're a truck driver, you're on the road a lot. All you really have is just your thoughts. You know, unless you're driving with somebody, and I didn't. I just had Brody, but Brody doesn't talk. And he would just sleep on my bed. So a lot of the time, it was just me thinking about my family, me thinking about my future, you know. And a lot of the time, it was just – Brody's licking my leg. A lot of the time, it was me thinking I'm never going to be able to make my mom and dad grandparents. And that's the one thing I wanted. I'm already this age. I'm not going to be able to give that to them. And that really hit me hard. Because the one thing I most definitely wanted was at least something, like, I don't want to say something, but like a kid to kind of carry on the name, or that I can, you know, bring into the world. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is what I'm leaving behind, you know, and try my best to raise this kid to be, you know, treat people with respect, you know, respect your elders, respect your friends, you know, be a good friend, you know, don't be a dickhead. Just be cool. You know, just be a good guy. This is what I'm leaving behind. Carry on my legacy. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Easy. And I think that's what it was. And that's, in a way, I was hoping I could have a boy to carry on the name. And when you told me if it's a boy, it's going to have your last name. Or I think it was just like if you have a kid in general. That's what you had told me. It's going to have your last name. It's going to have the father's last name. And I was like, oh, my God, she's so cool. She's going to let the kid have my last name. My last name's going to get carried on at least for a while. You know, something I'm putting out there.
Oh, you thought it was going to be my last name?
That's why I asked. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
I've met a couple of women that are just like, you know, empower women. We're the strongest. Carry my name. Fuck men.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want so many damn names. I think it's confusing and complicated.
Roman, Lopez, Reyes.
Yeah.
You should give it three middle names.
Like the people that come from, you know, that, well, if you're born in Mexico, you know, you have the mother's last name and then you have the father's last name on your.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, on the IDs. Shit. It's, that's how you're, like, you get a little, well, yeah, I'm in banking, so I'm looking at people's IDs from Mexico. Oh. And you see all these names. I'm like, which is your last name? And if I go with the last name, it's like the wrong name, or I don't know what it is. I'm like, I'm confused. It's like reversed.
That's kind of like how Swedish people are. Swedish people, they'll get the names of a Norse god. Like there's, I forgot how it works like that. But if it's a girl, like a lot of CrossFit girls are from Sweden or Iceland, and usually their names their names will be like, there's one, Katrin David's daughter. Like David's daughter. Well, you wanted a sip. Hey, if you want a beer, there's one in the fridge.
No, I can't have a beer, sorry.
Okay, well, if you want one, they're in there. but yeah, that's how they do it. And then they have, like, there's another guy who's got the last name, like, Thorson. It's like Thorson, but it's like Thor.
I think one last name is good enough. Don't confuse this child anymore.
Yeah, because that kid's going to be real confused. Like, these are my fucking parents. Like, your parents are not like my parents. Do you think that's what's going to happen? Like, the kid's going to see us and go, hey, these are my parents, mate. Then they're going to meet somebody else's parents. Like, your parents are, like, not like my parents at all. They're quiet. They're cheesy. Because, I don't know, I just have a kid feeling our kid's going to turn out to have, like, a wild personality.
Possibly.
Between you and me. When they see us, when he sees us, he's going to be like, wow, this is awesome. He's going to have dreadlocks. And clothes made of hemp.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, well, let's wrap this up. October 2021, Baby Roro.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reyes.
Yep, Roman Reyes.
Brought to you by Francis Lopez and Rogelio Reyes.
And who?
Rogelio. they fucked up my name so many times in high school. Rogelio. Rogelio.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, I once had Rogelio. Rogelio. So many. Rogelio, Rogelio. There was one white person that did shock and they said it correctly. I'm like, all right. Fucking hey. Just be like, Rogelio Wayne. Like, oh, how do you say it? Just call me Roger. Just call me Roger. So, but anyway, Roman Reyes, October 2021. Hopefully October 2021. It could be earlier.
Yeah, well, or, yeah. No, it's probably going to be either October.
It's going to be September.
It
Watch it be on the day. Oh, no.
I think it's going to be October. If not, it can go into November. But for the most part, it's not going to be earlier than October. There's no early babies in my family. It's pretty much term.
I have strong sperm babies.
Okay.
So it's going to be like, I want out of this shit. He's going to come out with a big ass head and biceps like, bam.
No, please, no.
You're going to come out looking like Tarzan.
It's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to get a C-section. If that's the case, it's going to be C-section. No. You want natural? You're crazy.
Why not?
Are you going to do that? Are you going to get the shot, the drugs? You need the drugs? Know. Dude, you know how fucked up you're going to be? Like, you haven't drank in a while. I don't know if you did drugs. That's going to be like, oh, I want that, what is it? Epidural?
I will say the percolator.
I don't know Let me get the percodural.
That came to my mind.
You're a fucking nerd. Well, this is the Roger and Stone Show, having a baby edition. Francis, thank you so much for finally doing a podcast with me, even though you were in the other room. And we could be doing a podcast all day, but next time you come in here, I need you to talk more.
I'm not a talker.
You're going to learn to be, especially around my family. Mm. They're going to ask you so
I'm
many gonna questions.
I'm going to say hi.
Nope.
Okay.
Like your sister? She's mm-hmm. like, hi, that's all. That's my job. That's all I'm supposed to say.
Which one?
Erica?
Erica?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a talker either.
Yeah, she was talking.
My older sister talks.
Oh, yeah. And we talked.
And my brothers.
Your brother does, yeah.
They talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You guys are dorks. You're fun. Your family's awesome. I like them. I like you. We'll see what your dad, though. I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
But we shall see. But anyway, thank you for being on. I'm sorry if it was boring, guys. Francis isn't a talker. Anyway, hopefully that was enough for you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Take care. Bye.